Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to talk mental health now. A local man has taken it upon himself to raise some funds for the Black Dog Institute, and he joins us online this morning, and plenty would know who Chris Googe is. How are you, Chris?
Going well, Neil, and yourself?
I'm going very well, mate. What are you up to, raising money for the Black Dog Institute, I believe?
Yeah, I've been out walking. I set myself a goal to... And I did this last year as well. I set myself a goal of 200 kilometres to walk during October, which is Mental Health Month or Mental Health Awareness Month. And I actually cracked the 200 k's last night for the month. So, and part of the One Foot Forward journey, which is the Black Dog Institute fundraising event, we've got a lot of people on there who are dealing with severe mental health issues. You know, have trouble getting out of bed. And all that sort of stuff. So from now on, I actually volunteer. Well, I actually donate my kilometres to those people who are having trouble getting out of bed and getting walking so that they can try and meet their goals in some respect, I suppose.
Wow, okay. That's fantastic, mate. Now, you yourself, you're a Navy veteran and a longtime firefighter. I'm sure you've seen plenty mental health issues along your journey of life.
Absolutely, yes. I am a veteran, both of the Royal Fire Service and the military, the Navy. I do suffer from PTSD. Well, I don't really call it suffering. I deal with PTSD and depression. I do get my bouts of down days. And those people who know me on social media know I do a weekly post about mental health just to try and break the mentality around mental health. You know, it should be something we talk about. And it's no different to our body's health, our physical health. You know, we go and see a doctor on a regular basis if we've got aches and pains. It shouldn't be any different if we've got mental health issues. We should go and see somebody and get some help.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, look, I exercise every day. Good diet. Well, I could probably improve that department, but that's what you're using to help manage his way through this.
Absolutely. Years ago when I did get diagnosed with PTSD, I had to make some changes. And it was more a mental change to try and work out, you know, how I could deal with this without having to get, you know, sedated and all that sort of stuff on heavy drugs. I was on some antidepressants for a little while, and I did my best to get off those as quick as I can. But going forward, out of that, I worked out I need to have a reasonably healthy diet, and I needed to exercise. I'm not a person that can sit still for very long. I have to keep on moving. So I just added that to my routine. So on a regular basis, I'll get out and go for a walk, and I'll try and eat as healthy as I can. I still enjoy a donut every now and then, but, you know.
That will. Look, there's a couple of things I need to say here. You mentioned that you got off medication as quickly as you could, but for some people, and everyone's case is different with regard to your medication for your mental health issues, whoever you are, wherever you may be listening, please consult your doctor and don't take these decisions into your own hands without the guidance of a medical practitioner. And also with the exercise that you mentioned, I must say that it is so good to clear your head, to get out there. And when I don't do it on a day here and there where it's raining or I'm too busy doing work things, I miss it. You need it every day. It's so important.
You do. You get a bit of itchy feet if you don't get out there and do your walk. And you're right. Everybody should consult a medical professional about their own situation. We say that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental health issues, and a good majority of people will never see somebody about their mental health issues. So I encourage people to have a chat to their GP. That's where the conversation starts. There's heaps of counselling services like Black Dog Institute, Lifeline, and there's a whole plethora of organisations out there that can help you out mentally. In relation to the medication, I've got military mates that need medication to help them survive. And that's just because of what they've seen and what they've done over the years. And, you know, I do what I can to help those guys out, you know, take them for a walk from time to time and bits and pieces. So, you know, this is also Veterans Mental Health Week in the middle of Mental Health Month. So if you know a veteran, give them a call, have a chat to them, go for a walk with them, you know, maybe even go down the pub and have a drink and say good day for a while.
Yeah, well said. I'm with Chris Googe. Now, if people want to donate to your cause, how can they do that?
If you go to the One Foot Forward webpage and do a search for my name. You should be able to find that easy enough. And yeah, it's just on www.onefootforward or one word, .org.au. And yeah, just do a search for Chris Googe.
Righto, mate. Keep well, my friend. Nice to chat. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil. Cheers.